USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Saturday was seen wearing a face mask while touring Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. The president telling reporters he's never been opposed to masks.
I think it's a great thing to wear a mask. I've never been against masks.
The president also talking for the first time about his decision to commute the sentence of Roger Stone.
I'm very happy with what I did.
As coronavirus cases across the country continue to increase, Colorado Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper has a message for everyone.
If you're somehow waiting to wear a mask till the governor tells you to, I hope you've heard that I'm telling you to. And if I haven't been clear, I'm telling you to wear a mask.
The number of people testing positive for coronavirus in the Democratic-led state do continue to increase as well, although it's not getting as much attention as certain states run by Republicans, such as Florida and Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
In the aftermath of numerous protests, many Minneapolis police officers are resigning. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
More than 150 Minneapolis police officers are filing work-related disability claims after the death of George Floyd, with about three-quarters of those citing post-traumatic stress disorder as the reason for their planned departures. Their duty disability claims come as the city is seeing an increase in violent crime, and while city leaders push a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency that would have a more holistic approach.
Phoenix Democratic Mayor Kate Gallego said on Friday that one major health care provider in her city was being forced to order refrigerated trucks because its hospitals did not have enough capacity in their morgues anymore. Those comments drawing immediate backlash from Abrazo Health, who released a statement saying their hospitals currently have adequate morgue space. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In sports news, another Major League Baseball All-Star is opting out of the short 2020 baseball season. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
San Francisco All-Star catcher Buster Posey has now become the latest well-known player to officially opt out of the abbreviated 2020 season because of concerns over coronavirus.
But I think health right now is probably paramount. But obviously you can't expect a batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right? Is from what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that as well, because unfortunately, it's second nature a lot of times.
Dodgers pitcher David Price and Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman are among others on the sidelines. Others like Texas slugger Joey Gallo and San Diego outfielder Tommy Pham have provided good news. They will get back on the field after previously testing positive for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And finally, a 57-year-old Florida woman is working as a dishwasher in her husband's nursing home so the pair can spend time together. Mary Daniels has not seen her husband for 114 days after his nursing home stopped allowing visitors amid the coronavirus pandemic. That is until she got a job washing dishes twice a week at the location. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.